Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I did see some things out of the Texans that they'll be fine against the Jaguars, the Titans, even the Colts. If they have enough to compete.
Oh, they're going to get their asses beat next week, though.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem. They just don't have enough to compete with teams like the Chiefs and the Ravens. And now I think they can get better over the course of the season, but they're going to need these teams to come back. I don't see it. The Chiefs can be better.
They didn't play a perfect game yesterday. No. You know, everyone was like kind of praising Daryl Morey for being able to move Chris Paul's contract and get Russell Westbrook in return. I think we're seeing now the team with Russ is not better than the team with Chris Paul, because Chris Paul was about accountability. When James is slacking, last night, though, it was what we normally would call elimination James.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it was a day early.
They're basically eliminated. Here's a Fred Fowler guarantee. There's no way in hell this team would ever. I said all along they might win 2 games in the series. Now I feel stupid.
I don't think that's going to happen.
There's no way in hell they could win 3.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on Twitch, comment there. Miss the first 2 hours, hour 1, happy hour. Hour 2, I love that the rewind, you know, I'm basically saying the Texans aren't very good. And yet AJ screamed at me over not thinking they're as horrible as he does.
Well, you think they're better than they were last year?
No, it's not what I said. I think they can be. They aren't yet. I won't be surprised if they're better on offense. I think the defense is going to be the same ball of crap that it was last year. So, yeah. I like my analogy. You replace Chevy parts with Kia parts. That's
a downgrade.
It's a downgrade, but it's not much of a downgrade. No disrespect to Chevy, because I like Chevys. All right, you wanted to blast through some calls. Let's do that. We'll get the NFL picks.
Yeah, let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Hemphill. Hello, Hemphill. Sorry for the wait, man. Longest wait times in sports radio.
Hemphill.
Now I feel bad, because Hemphill waited like 48 minutes, but...
And we went to him first.
Did a keyboard cat him?
No, he waited too long for a keyboard cat.
Yeah.
It's probably our fault. Yeah. We should be better.
I blame Hoffman.
Day like today, I should have taken more calls. Let's talk to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're like a rookie in hold time compared to Hemphill. You've only been holding for like a half hour.
Man, be honest, I guess when we live in Houston, we work far from home, so I just had it on my lap just chilling.
Attaboy.
But hey, man. What I want to talk about, I listened to it during lunch too earlier when they're talking, trying to make these trades about getting rid of Harden and Westbrook and all that. But what I honestly think, which is just my opinion, but I say we keep at least Westbrook and Harden for one more year. The obvious, I think we got to get rid of D'Antoni. The guys, I don't think he has it. We need to get someone as far as not saying these guys, but like a man. What about a Jason Kidd or a Ty Lue? Someone to kind of, especially a Ty Lue, to get him to make him do stuff he needs to do. And one other thing, we need the better shooters if they're going to keep this 3 thing going. But if we go for big, what's the odds of trying to swing for like a Karl-Anthony Towns with Westbrook and James Harden, or getting Blake Griffin over here to get some kind of big to be in you know, in the inside? All right, man, I'm going to let you guys go.
Okay, a couple things on that. Well, if you wanted to bring in a guy like that, you'd have to spend money. Tillman has said, I'm not spending more money. That ain't happening.
Then you're not going anywhere.
And as far as getting rid of D'Antoni, like, I'm not crazy set against it, but here's the truth of the matter. With the roster that you've got currently, with James and Russ and this small ball junk lineup, Mike D'Antoni's probably going to get the most out of that over any coach. Like, it's really built for what he wants to do. But just what he wants to do isn't good enough. That's all. And
well, it's not good enough with the players he has. I want to get back to your point. With Chris Paul, they were good enough. They happened to run into the Warriors and Paul got hurt. He actually had a team that he could have won with. This isn't that team. It's not nearly as good. I think he's getting the most out of it. I just think people don't think you can win like this, and I don't think you can win like this. But the problem is not Mike D'Antoni, the problem's the players that he's been given by Daryl Morey and by ownership. around Russell and Harden. You've got to have better players than that. That's all, I think.
I just think that, and what he said about the shooters, like bringing some real shooters, yeah. I mean, that'd be nice. But guess what? That's what everybody wants. And when you've got those guys, nobody's like just letting them go.
No, but there's always one or two available every year that would be a better fit. They don't have to be superstars.
But they have to want to come here.
Yeah, well, that you have to also have room to pay them.
Reddick, you know what?
At one time, Reddick wanted to come here, and they didn't have money for him.
Well, remember, they've coveted Robert Covington forever because he's a 3-and-D guy. That's what they like. 3-and-D. Well, you got him. Now, here he is.
I think he'd be fine if they actually had a big who could play alongside him. But that's a problem. I mean, this is just a flawed.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Danny boy.
Hey guys, first off, big fan of the show. I think the problem we have is no one wants to just own it and say that we're not going to win with Harden at the helm. He's the constant. He's been the guy that folds in the big situations, and unfortunately, I think we need to trade him. But I do think there's some options there. I think we're going to have to take back whatever trash teams are going to give us as long as they give us draft capital at the same time. And a couple of teams I'd look at this next year would be Minnesota and Golden State. You know, maybe we take back Andrew Wiggins, but they give us that first-round pick, that second overall okay.
Let me cut you off right there.
Golden State has no interest in James Harden.
Where the hell is James Harden going to play in that offense?
Yeah, they don't want him. Yeah. He's what you call a ball stopper.
Can we stop with the trade speculation that makes no sense, okay?
That trade makes zero sense. I don't know if Andrew Wiggins is greater than James Harden at this point as far as, like, their value in trade, but it's James Harden is not going to fetch you the second pick in the draft. Zero chance of that.
Well, not while Golden State has it. I bet you if New York had it, you could get it.
But
it's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't make sense. James Harden's not a fit for Golden State.
No, I mean, that makes zero sense. And before you guys start, let me just cut you off right now. Stop with the Devin Booker stuff. The Suns would never do that.
Yeah, Devin Booker, Dame Lillard,
Luka Doncic.
None of those people are available for trade. None of them. Dang. I'm guessing he was going to say Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota. Maybe he is. I don't know if Minnesota wants to bring in James. They're budget conscious, and
they are. But you know what? That's a team that never makes the playoffs, and James will get you to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's hard to not make it with him. He can carry you.
You play Daryl Morey for a minute. They give you Karl Anthony Towns and the number one pick for James Harden.
I don't know. If I'm Daryl Morey,
yeah.
Oh, I would do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm spanking my monkey in public if they.
But I'm not doing that if I'm Minnesota.
I know you're not. That's the point.
No way.
But yeah, if they called and offered that, Daryl Morey would be he'd take it in a heartbeat. But no, it's not going to happen. All right, who else we got? Let's go ahead and clean these out this segment so we can get
Shane. Hello, Shane.
Shane or Shane S?
Ooh, let's go. Well, Shane.
Oh, there's two Shanes.
Let's do Shane S.
Come back, okay. Shane.
Sports guys.
Sports Shane S.
Two things. One, is there any chance you think that the Pistons would be willing to move Blake Griffin in exchange for potentially a Russell Westbrook? And two, any plays you guys are on tonight, I'm down in the hole. I need help. I need locks. Appreciate the help.
Well, there's no football matches tonight, so I'm not betting on sports games tonight. I don't know about you, Freddie. You got a hockey matchup that you like?
Well, let me get back to you on that next segment. How's that?
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Here's a play for you. Take if you want some. I think Tampa comes back with a big effort tonight after the Owls played really well in Game 2. That was their game to win. It's not going to be 8-2 like it was the first one, but if you feel like taking a shot at Tampa Bay -1.5 goals, you get +160.
Okay.
So there you have it.
As far as Blake Griffin and the Pistons, the thing about Blake Griffin is a good bit cheaper over those other two guys, and you've got three more years of Russell Westbrook at 41, 44, and 46.5. That's the next 3 years of Russ. With Blake, you've got 36.5 and 39 million over the next 2 years. They're not going to give you Blake Griffin and added stuff. Like you would have to give them assets, and the Rockets don't have assets that would like make the Pistons want to do that deal. Because unlike James, I do think if you trade away James, whatever team he goes to is going to be good enough that they'll at least make things, especially in the Eastern Conference, they would make things interesting.
Your draft pick you get from them is not going to be good next year.
Right. Whereas if you trade Russ to Detroit, Detroit's not going to be a playoff team. Like you're Detroit doesn't get better by trading Blake Griffin for Russ Westbrook. That doesn't help them. So now they're paying more money over more years to be worse. They're not looking for that.
All right, let's get one more on Other Shane. What's up, Other Shane?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller, long time listener. I watched the game last night. This is coming from a Chiefs fan. And I just don't understand how Watson couldn't even beat a rookie cornerback in Snead. And the guy, I mean, he's good. He's decent, but he's not a good cornerback. And it kind of messed with my mind a little bit. Because I came out, when I moved down here, and it, you know, the big thing was Deshaun Watson, the big quarterback, everything, and you can't even beat a rookie cornerback from the Chiefs. Like, is it O'Brien? Is it him? What's going on?
Yeah, well, first off, Chiefs fan, go and party with your damn Lombardi trophy and quit worrying about the Texans. It wasn't that Deshaun Watson couldn't beat the rookie cornerback. It's when he went after him, which I would have game planned for too.
Yeah.
He covered those guys pretty well. And
he also had a lot of pressure. And that, the right side of the offensive line, which we've all been saying is better.
Well, we thought Tytus Howard would be better. We knew what Fulton was.
Yeah.
Which is he's average at best.
We assume the offensive line as a whole would be the best it's been in years, going back to like Dwayne Brown days.
Right.
And
it wasn't last night.
Last night it
wasn't even close.
It didn't look like a strength. And that's what everybody's been saying is the Texans' offensive line is now a strength, not a neutral, not a negative. It's now a strength. And last night it wasn't a strength. And that's a problem for Deshaun because Deshaun's a guy who already likes to hold onto the ball too long. Now you're running out of time. Like that's a bad rest. They've got to figure it out.
And I would just say, usually when I go back and look at all the sacks, I'll say, okay, that was on Watson. That was on, I think all four last night were on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Specifically the right side of the offensive line. And that can't happen. But, you know, dude, you got Patrick Mahomes. Quit worrying about the damn Texans. Go celebrate. But I have to say, Kansas City fan has really gone down in my estimation over the last...
Well, they've won. Anytime you win,
I know, but
you get the big head.
KC fans were, like, even when the Royals won, the fans were awesome.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs fans, who have always been really cool, have totally turned into dickweeds now. I mean, and yeah, while it wasn't that many, they're booing a moment of unity last night. Kansas City fan, you really need to check yourselves. You guys got problems.
Before you wreck yourself?
I know you don't care, but because you won, but that's the problem. Now that you've won, you've become like Astros fan was in 2017. So, and then once people find out that you were banging trash cans, oh, man.
Don't talk about Patrick Mahomes' fiance like that.
Do I get credit for setting that up perfectly, knowing he would go there? Knowing he would go there. Do I get an assist for that?
That wasn't even my joke. Someone else said that, and I thought it was wrong and ugly.
But like, that was a basketball assist,
and I've
man.
Been telling everybody, like, who like, I as long as he thinks she's beautiful, then she's beautiful. Because I bet she's a real beautiful person on the inside, and that's what matters in life, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever you're into, right? Whatever makes you happy. If it makes you happy,
can't be that bad.
Yeah.
You know who said that?
The great American poet, Sheryl Crow.
How'd you know that? Did you know that?
I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I, you know.
If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?
Exactly.
That's a poem.
See, you know what? And KC fan, you're going to win more Super Bowls, too. I mean, you're not going to be the Patriots because nobody is. And Andy Reid is going to drop dead on the sideline one of these years. But you're going to win more Super Bowls. What are you doing getting in the face of a team that you outscored? What did we say it was?
1 million to 14.
It was 84 to 14?
85 to 14,
85
I believe.
To 14. Oh, but we're going to talk
Don't
crap.
Short them. Could have been. Would have been nice to be 85 to 15.
That's like when we were in high school and we'd go in and beat a team 73 to nothing. That would be like talking trash about that.
It's
like,
you know never did that in high school? Your boy.
Well.
Ever.
That's because.
Your coach had that and he had ethics.
No.
Moral. Oh, ours didn't.
No.
The thing is, the one thing, and somebody brings up a good point, it's like the reason Kansas City fans are in a bad mood is because, go look at their women. That's true.
Stop it.
No, it is true. It's true.
And their barbecue.
No, I'm not going to go with you on that.
I saw a great meme. It was like all these pictures, like this dude wearing a Kansas City barbecue t-shirt. He's like, he's getting a medal put on him, and he's like popping champagne. And
yeah,
then,
that's a good meme format where the guy's like down at the bottom of the podium.
Yeah, then eventually he's third on the podium behind Texas and North Carolina barbecue. But he's been like celebrating like he's the champion. Yeah. That was so funny.
That's pretty funny.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Elate Health. Guess what? Today is September 11th, a day of remembrance. But it's also a good day to remember that it's Prostate Awareness Month. And what that means is you may want to go get yourself checked out if you're of the ripe old age. I'd say probably 40, like your boy AJ. If you're around 40, you may want to go get your prostate checked. And if you're struggling with BPH and enlarged prostate that's non-cancerous, guess what? You don't need surgery anymore, folks. You know why? Because Dr. Doe and Dr. Manavis over at Elate Health have come up with, or they're doing PAE here in Houston. They're the first to do it. Dr. Doe's done more of these procedures than anyone in Houston, and it's so simple. It's minimally invasive, and it's done right there in their office. You're in and out in a couple hours. It's the way it should be. They're not going to put a drill inside your man parts like some other surgeries are supposed to. It's bad news, bro. Like I said, super easy, covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. 850-4618 or learn more at choosepae.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, can I give you guys something to look at from a betting perspective? If you go to my bookie right now, Tampa Bay is -130 to win the Stanley Cup. I would consider just... between friends here, Dallas is +350, Vegas is +250. I might throw a little money on both of those. I think whoever wins the West is winning the thing.
Okay.
I think they will upset Tampa, and I would actually put a little more on the Stars at +350 because
They're up in the series.
They're up in the series, and they're a longer price than the Knights. Now, I think if you've watched the series, you know it's going seven. I mean, I can't tell you who's going to win the thing, but right now, I would take those two teams over Tampa heads up. So.
Game six tonight?
No, it's game...
because it's 3-2. Oh, it's 2-1?
No, it's 2-0. Tampa's up 2-0.
No, I'm talking about the Stars.
The Stars are up 2-1. That's tomorrow they play. So we're early on.
So but game four tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to jump on those two teams. You're getting 3.5 and 2.5 to one. So, boom, go, done. How's that?
I don't know if I'm cheering for the Stars to win because I don't know if I want to carry the Stanley Cup Finals or not, but I told the guy I'd carry the Stanley Cup Finals if the Stars made it.
Yeah.
Because it'd bump some shows of like late hits and Soccer Matters and stuff. And it may even kick us off the air early a night or two. I don't really want that, but, if people will listen, then it's a good thing.
Well, you know what? Let's for Twitchers, would you guys listen if the Stars make it?
Would you listen to the Stanley Cup Finals on the radio? We forgot to do our F Mary Kill.
Let's do that now, and then we'll do our picks next segment. Go.
Well, do we have time for a 3-minute poll?
Yes.
Okay. So there's three ways to get in. You can either tweet us. You can, and I would say tweet the Degenerates 97.5 account.
Except none of us is monitoring.
Actually, tweet my account, yeah. And I'll keep track there. Fred, can you monitor the text line?
I'll monitor text and Twitch. How's that?
I was gonna give Tyler.
All right,
Twitch.
Tyler can do Twitch. I'll do text.
I'll do Twitch.
I hate the texters though.
Here are your choices for F, marry, kill. You get to F one of these, marry one, and kill one. Here are your choices: Bill O'Brien, James Harden, the Astros bullpen. That's Bill O'Brien, James Harden, and the Astros bullpen. F, marry, kill. We've got 3 minutes starting now. Get your votes in.
Can I give you my answer?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear it.
F, Bill O'Brien, just because, you know, I would like to, you know, I'd like to break him. I'd like to break him.
You suck too!
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see if he would. Harden, kill.
Okay.
Marry the Astros bullpen because you know what? I get to go through life always being better than them.
That's true. Listen,
there you go.
There's different ways to look at this.
That's how I would look at it.
Let's see.
It would be kind of nice to actually be married to somebody that I am better than.
Are votes coming in for you, Tyler? Are people giving their thoughts on Twitch?
So far, I've got a very mixed bag of everything. Basically, it's one of each.
It's basically, yeah, it's the same thing. Everybody's picking the same thing.
I'm also seeing F the bullpen all at once.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that also
I mean, that's allowed, yeah.
F, marry, and kill the bullpen. I don't know.
I swear, every single one is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, here's one. F, Astros pin, M, Harden.
Maybe it's easier if you just have two options. That may be the deal.
I'm getting a lot of...
I don't think anybody's marrying Bill O'Brien, though.
No. I don't think there's... God, no. I don't think you'll get any M, Bill O'Brien.
No. I agree with. And somebody says, you don't think Texans fans would be dickweeds if they want... Texans fans are already dickweeds.
Yeah.
So it won't be any different. Kansas City fans were always cool. Now you're not. Now you're a bunch of turds. Congratulations. Well done.
Virginia Buttonweed says, AJ, I tweet you, but I'm blocked. Well, I what did you get blocked for, Virginia Buttonweed? It's probably, I mean...
That seems like, because he's actually been a pretty good Twitch contributor.
He has been.
Yeah.
Mark G said, my girlfriend emphatically screamed, F the bullpen.
F the bullpen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that way you get,
but now
you do get like 10 guys.
I don't know if that's a joyous F.
But now you're either marrying James Harden or Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. I feel like she would probably marry James.
Here's what I'll say.
Instead of Bill.
I think
here's a good one.
I think we're getting the most. This seems to be the leader in the clubhouse is F Bill, marry Harden, kill bullpen. That seems like the consensus.
Here's my favorite. Kill Bill, marry Harden for the money, F the bullpen for the variety. That's true. That is true.
If we're going in a literal sense, that might be the way to go.
I don't know. Is it all literal? I don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, boy.
And that was the end of our 3 minutes.
All right.
Okay, so there you have it. I think there's not a consensus on mine, I have to tell you. So.
Most people are like, can I F them all? Can I kill them all?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's not how the game works.
This isn't a Metallica album.
If we were just picking one thing, could I kill them all? Yes, I would kill them all. But we're not doing that. That's not how it works. Sorry. You have to pick. I'm not crazy about that. So Virginia Buttonweed says, my friend made a dumb meme of AJ with a butt chin, and I called AJ the Bill O'Brien of radio on my first day of Twitter. I'm going to just say...
Well, that's clearly a personal attack.
I don't know. I don't know that that's enough to have gotten you blocked. I bet you there was something else.
I want to see this meme now, though.
Right. And I'd like to see if there was more to the conversation than just call... Like, if you just called me the Bill O'Brien of radio once...
With a butt chin thing. Yeah, you're not going
to
get...
There had to be something more than that.
Yeah, you're not
I'm telling you now.
If it was a good Photoshop job of just his butt chin on your face.
Now, here's the other thing I would say.
I think that would be your next avatar.
If this was around the time where personnel moves were being made around the station, and you were referring to me as the Bill O'Brien of radio in regards to that, I may have just blocked you because I was tired of hearing it.
All right? Yeah, can I just say something about that? Sometimes people don't understand, like when you hear the same thing over and over, especially in a certain situation, then I'm less tolerant. I admit it. Like, and I kind of went off on somebody for giving me grief for saying, you know, essentially his point was that, well, I'm a Houston guy, so I won't say anything nice about Dallas and look at what the Stars are doing. And then I reminded him that I picked the Stars to win the Stanley Cup and before the season started, and that the reason I didn't pick them against Calgary is because they were playing like crap when they came back in the bubble. But then, you know, and he was just trying to be funny, allegedly. That's what people say a lot of times, which fine. Okay, if you were, great. But he was like the fifth person who's given me this, oh, you think the Stars suck. You think the Stars suck, which I've never said, by the way. But that's okay. It's because, you know, small penis Stars fans, that's what they do. I get it. But when you're the fifth or sixth person to come at me with something like that, and it's not even accurate, and it's Saturday night, and I lost my ass on the Derby, and I'm drunk, I am going to respond in a negative way and maybe block you. So maybe keep in mind that sometimes, you know, you may think you're being original, and you're the fifth person to come with the same false thing.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all.
And I'll also, I mean, listen, here's the deal. When I made the personnel decisions that I ended up having to make, I didn't have all control over everything that happened. Some of this came from above me. I'm not the grand poobah of this station, believe it or not. There are people who have more say than I do, and the decisions that I had to make were really tough for me because I personal friends. It was a really crappy time. So if I was dealing with that and you called me the Bill O'Brien of radio, yeah, I may have blocked you
we've talked about this before, but it was never as simple as people tried to make it out. Oh, you got rid of these guys to bring in this guy. No, that wasn't what happened at all. And, you know, those guys are friends with all of us. None of us wanted to do it. None of us wanted to be a part of it. Guess what? We didn't really have a choice. And are there other moves you'd like to make? Yes, but there's so much to it that people don't understand. You can't get into. And that frustrated me. I mean, I was getting a lot of heat, too. It's like, well, why didn't you get involved in it? It's like, well, because I'm not. For one thing, I'm trying to stay out of programming. And for the other thing is, you know, I back AJ 100% on this. This wasn't all him. People don't get it. And, yeah, I would have blocked. I did actually block a couple people because of things they said about you. And, you know, like I'm supposed to go in and change it. And it's like, dude, you guys don't get it. And I can't. Because you don't know everything. And that's the hard part. It's real simple to just say, oh, you got rid of them to bring in Josh.
Yeah.
And that's not it at all. So, all right.
Here's the honest truth, Virginia Buttonweed. I would unblock you. I have no idea how to unblock someone. So,
yeah. Well, I unblock.
He says he's sorry. Yeah. Or she says she's sorry.
I don't know.
Whichever.
If it's he or she.
No girl would call me the Bill O'Brien of sports radio.
Holly might.
She's in no position to say that.
No, but yeah, I don't know how to unblock people. I unblocked somebody once, and then they immediately were worse than they were when I blocked them the first time.
Maybe it's a bad idea.
So, yeah, I think if I've blocked you, you got no shot of ever coming back. I'm just going to tell you I'm not doing it. Even if it was one of those things where it's questionable, you probably pissed me off enough that I really don't want to deal with you at all. And the fact that I let somebody back and they made it worse. That ruins it for you. So, all right. Well,
look, I unblocked Virginia Buttonweed.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that his actual Twitter?
Virginia Button 1.
No. I don't know that.
He's the last person I blocked.
I don't know if he's ever tweeted at me. All right. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, while he's been good on Twitch, you're going to regret this. Because I did it once and I regret. It's just like getting married. You do it more than once, you're going to regret it. All right. Let's talk about Harry's Razor. Guys, Harry's is fantastic. That's the only razor that I use now. And I have for years. Even when they weren't on the station, I was buying Harry's razors. In fact, right in the middle of the Rona, I stopped by a CVS and I said, you know what? I need some razors. And there was a box of Harry's. I buy it. And the next day, I hear, hey, Harry's wants to come back on the station. I'm like, I'm glad because I love talking about Harry's. I will not use another razor. And they're available in drug and grocery stores near you. And if you like to shop online, which I do, I shop online for everything now, you can get a trial set for, how about this, just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. These are quality razors. They're awesome razors. And you can get their sharpest blades ever. And you can get them in like Walgreens, CVS, any of those places. Just head over to the grooming aisle. That's where I got mine. And if you want to shop online, Harry's has got a better offer for you. How about this? New customers are going to get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. And, you know, $5, I was like, okay, fine. Here's what you get. Five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover. You know how much you're going to pay for that? $3 plus free shipping. $5 off means $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's Sharper Blades a try. Harry's.com.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I just saw your Jerome Solomon tweet. Oh, man. All right. Well, been a fun show. We don't have stupid stuff this week. But I wanted to go through some of the lines real quick because I am no longer associating with pregame. The Derby was my last thing with them. So if you want my picks, you're going to have to get them on air. That's going to change pretty soon. And, you know, I've alluded to a lot, but we're working on a new website. And so this was going to happen all along. It's nothing personal or anything like that. But Jerry Bowe and I have been putting something together with Gal Media for a sports map bet site. And that's coming soon. We're not there yet. But I hope to have a lot of really good handicappers on there, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of good picks there. But right now, early on, where I'm not that sure, I don't really feel like having people pay for picks. I was never really that comfortable with it, but as part of a subscription service with a bunch of other people where you get a whole bunch of things, I don't feel so bad. So that's where we're headed. It's going to happen soon. All that said, Dolphins now +7 against the Patriots. I like the Dolphins here to cover the 7. I know the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be better than people think, but I love the job Brian Flores did over the second half of the season. I will play Dolphins +7. Not big. And I mentioned this earlier. I'm playing about one quarter of my max bets early on in the season. This one is a max that is one quarter of my usual max. So, like, hypothetically speaking, if my max was 1,000, this would be 250. Fair enough?
Yeah.
But I'm betting that on the Dolphins. Any thoughts on Browns, Ravens? It's now 7.5 for Cleveland.
It's a tease piece for me now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's 7.5. Now I'll take Ravens -1.5.
I like that.
I think I'll be fine with that. I can't picture a scenario where they lose. Even at 7.5, if I was in a pool and I had to take one side or the other, I would still take the Ravens.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the Ravens are going to run away and hide here. But again, with the uncertainty of the COVID, I'm just being cautious, and that's why I waited till the last minute on the Chiefs last night, and I didn't go as hard as I would have normally. Same thing with the Ravens, and I'm going to watch that number. If it gets back to 7, I'll probably take the Ravens. Jets +7 against Bills. I think the Bills win, but I have no interest in that one, so I'm gonna pass.
Same again. If I had, it's a good tease piece.
Yeah.
Bills -1. You're saying Bills are gonna win the game. I think that's pretty safe, but yeah, a lot can go wrong with 7.
Raiders -3.
And a team in the Bills who, like, take a look at the under.
Yeah.
Dominant defense.
39.5, and it still feels high to me.
And if the Bills are gonna be as good as we all think they are, they're gonna play a lot of games in the 20s and 30s.
Raiders -3 at Carolina. This is a game that I like the Raiders a lot, but I because there's so many unknowns with the Panthers, I think that the Panthers could be better than we think. That's why I got to pass on it. I think getting three at home, you're begging me to bet on the Panthers. I could also see the Raiders run away and hide here.
Yeah.
You know, so, but a team with Christian McCaffrey should be able to stay in the game. I pass.
I think it's a pass for me too. If I had to play it, it's a Raiders play.
Here's a game I like, and I'm gonna throw you a curveball on it. Falcons plus 2.5 at home against the Seahawks. I think the Falcons cover. How about this? I'm gonna take Falcons money line plus 115 for a half of a max unit. So that'd be 125.
Okay. Give me just a second to maybe talk you off that. I looked up yesterday the Falcons ATS with Dan Quinn. You want to guess? 44-36. Their opponents are against the spread against the Falcons. So, and then if you take out you take out the Kyle Shanahan season,
yeah,
38-26.
So what's the record at home in there?
I don't know. I didn't get that deep.
I think they're a pretty big home road split with the Falcons. I'm guessing.
In the last 5 years, opponents are 4-1 against the spread against the Falcons in week one because Quinn just doesn't get off to a fast start.
Right.
And then, of course, we all know the Russell Wilson against the spread trends are ridiculous.
Yeah.
68-53-7 against the spread in his career in the regular season. And a lot, I was looking up the record of the Seahawks on these East Coast games under Pete Carroll, the noon start, 12-7-3 against the spread.
And you know what? It doesn't bother me as much first week of the season. Although with these guys traveling like the day before, I do think it might be an even bigger factor than usual. I do think that this Falcons team is going to be better than we expect.
I think so too, but I think it may take them a while to get started because Dan Quinn is a historically slow starter.
I'm hoping that the COVID makes everybody a slow starter and they're good enough to win. So, again, not a huge bet, but plus 115. Eagles minus 6 against Washington FC.
This is an actual play for me. Eagles first half minus 3.
Okay.
I jumped in, and I figure I'll bet the Eagles before they all get hurt.
Now's the time to do it.
I do think the Redskins, if the Redskins can get going at all, it's going to take them a little while, and I think that they're going to come out slow. I think the under at first half and full game are both in play, but my bet on that game is the under, minus 3 in the first half on the Eagles.
Bears plus 2.5 at Detroit. I actually like the Bears plus the 2.5 here.
Love the Bears.
And here's a better number, okay? Again, same thing with the Falcons. Forget the spread. Plus 115 money line, Chicago. Give me that. I don't need the points. I can't remember who it was who used to say that. Don't need the points. Don't want the points. I'll take the points. Yeah, I don't remember who that was, but I don't need the points. I will take the money line plus 115, Bears over Lions, third play of the week.
Well, if I had a Wooly Bee whistle on here,
yeah,
it was probably him. I would play that.
Nah, it was. I think it was that Artie Spaniard guy that used to be on radio. I don't know if he still is.
So last year, Mitch Trubisky had an average passer rating of 83 on the season. His two best games, a 118.1 and a 131, both came against the Lions in a win. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception in those two games. Mitch played them once in 2018, threw for 355 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and a 148.6 passer rating. So whatever you think about Mitch Trubisky, he's got the Lions kind of figured out. And
guess what? If he doesn't, if he sucks for a half, you're going to see Nick Foles.
And the Lions, if the Lions are going to have success in general over the last several years, it means that Matt Stafford is balling out, right? Take a look at the defense ratings, like the defensive rankings from last year, pass defense rankings. Here's the list of teams that had a better pass defense than the Bears. Patriots, Bills, Ravens. End list.
Yeah.
They're pretty good against the pass. So if you're telling me the Lions got to run the ball to win, good luck, bro.
I do have Kerryon Johnson on my family fantasy team.
He's not a starter, is he?
No. He's on my fourth running back. I'm actually pretty loaded there. But Colts minus 8 at Jaguars. I really want to take the Colts here. I just know Phillip Rivers keeps games close. It's just the Jaguars are so bad. I'm going to pass on it, but I'm going to keep an eye on that number. I may, especially if I'm doing well, I may jump on the Colts here.
The Colts are the only playable side, obviously.
Right.
The Jags look like they're intentionally trying to tank. The Colts, I mean, you can say, well, they've got a new quarterback, but Phillip Rivers has played with all these coaches before. They all know him. He knows them. It's not they're not going to have a problem translating, you know, what they're doing. This is the home against the Jags. It's not going to get easier for the Colts all year. No. So, you know, if they're going to have
It's at Jacksonville, but
okay.
It will get easier, but not much.
If they're going to have a blowout win, this is the team that they're going to do it against.
Vikings minus 2.5 at home against the Packers. I like the Vikes, not enough to bet it.
I like the under in this game.
44.5 is your number.
Yeah, the Packers. I know when you think Packers, you think, oh, Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, high flying off. No, they're a real ball control offense last season, and I think that we'll see that. I think the Vikings give a heavy dose of Dalvin Cook, and we get a grinded out game. And both these teams terrible in pass protection last season, so I think it's a defensive game.
Chargers minus 3 at the Bengals. Want to play the Bengals, but just too many unknowns with Jose Burrow, and I don't trust the Chargers enough to play him. I might go under 41.5.
I told it. I mean, 3 weeks ago when we first started talking about lines, and I was like, "What's your favorite play of Week One?" It's this. It's the under in the Chargers Bengals game.
Cardinals plus 7 at the 49ers. I want to take the Cardinals here, but again, it's probably a pass. I'm going to watch that number.
Cardinals or pass.
Yeah, it's basically that. And if I'll see if that number moves, and if it does, and I get a half there, I'll jump on the Cardinals. Buccaneers plus 3.5 at the Saints. Again, another pass for me. I think the Saints are better. I trust the Saints more. I don't know that the Buccaneers are going to be ready Week One, but I've also seen the Saints act Week One the last few years. So, and 3.5 to me, it's either Saints or nothing here because they're going to run away and hide, or they're going to play like donkeys.
Yeah, it's nothing for me because I can't trust the Saints early in the season.
Cowboys minus 2.5 at the Rams. Again, I'm going to pass here, although I don't feel good playing the Cowboys on the road. But especially with Dak's record against teams with winning records, which the Rams did have last year. I feel like the Cowboys are going to cover this, but I don't trust it enough to bet it.
Kind of the same way. I actually kind of lean Rams, but I'm not going to play any.
If you do play the Rams, I'd prefer the money line again to the plus 2.5, plus 115. Because, and how often is 2.5 going to come into play? Steelers minus 6 at the Giants. That's another one where I if there's a bet for me, it's the Steelers. But again, not playing it.
Oh, we're talking about Monday Night Football now. We might as well just wait until Monday to talk about it. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Can I just say this though? When we talked about the Titans Broncos game being a pick 'em,
yeah.
Now Titans minus 3. So I got down for my current max number at Titans pick'em.
Okay, well, let me also say that you may want to look into middling that because
if it gets to 3.5, absolutely.
Because I like Von Miller. Von Miller is one of the better defensive players in the league.
Points.
He 3-point
guy.
Well,
but Cortland Sutton is out too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many points he's worth.
Half a point, maybe.
Maybe, but I know that Von Miller's not worth 3. So if this thing jumps to 3.5, I will definitely middle it.
Yeah. All right. Are we donezo? All right. Tyler's giving me the wrap it up. So I'm going to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. They were out at my house just the other day, and they were showing me all the goods, saying, hey, man, this is how badass these windows are. These other windows, the frames break, they bend, they leak. No, not Allstate, man. It's the best stuff. You know why? Made in Texas, built for Texas tough weather. Rain, wind, hail, it's all covered. and you can save up to 40% on your electric bill once all the air conditioning stops leaking out your windows. You can feel it in the wintertime. You feel the cold air coming through your windows. In the summertime, guess what? It's still happening. You don't feel it happening, but it's still happening. No interest for 2 years on any siding or windows. 30% off all window packages. $2,500 off siding as well. Home and virtual appointments are available. It's a family-run business. They've been doing it for four generations. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows for Hurricane Impact Windows. Call them today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5.